Morning, everyone.
Morning.
We really appreciate you making the effort to come out this morning. My name is Doug Rice. I'm the Executive Director at Stewards Foundation. We actually are having our semi-annual board meeting in Tampa, and in conjunction with that meeting, we thought maybe it'd be nice to invite two of the other service organizations. We have a relationship with them to come along this morning and talk about what they do, what we do. We think it's important for those in the Assemblies of the Lord's people to know what these organizations do. We can help in different ways, and we think you'll hear that through the process of this presentation this morning. Want to thank the folks here at Land O'Lakes. This is very, very kind of you to put yourselves out for us. We know this is work. Anybody that's involved in any kind of activity like this knows that there's work involved to do this, so we really, really appreciate your hosting this meeting. What I'd like to do is make some introductions, because most all of us have name tags that have some connection here, but I'd like to introduce the Board of Stewards Foundation, those representing Believer Stewardship Services and Assembly Care Ministry, and then I'm going to connect some dots for you. The Baptist girl in our office says that those in the Assemblies are like Arkansas cousins because we're all intermarried. Well, there are some connections between the boards, and so I'd like for you to understand that this morning. First of all, the chairman of our board is Skip Elliott, and you can either stand or wave your hand, whatever is comfortable.
I know it's me because I have a name.
No. We didn't put pictures on them. We figured they could get that part of it. And his wife, unfortunately, Kathy, that we love dearly, couldn't be here. And then the president of Stewards Foundation, back here, is Greg Drake, and his lovely wife, Gail, is with him.
Skip knows it's him because of his name badge. We know it's him because of his bow tie.
Yeah, that's true. I think somebody already made that comment. Vice president of Stewards Foundation is Scott Leach and his wife, Kathy. The treasurer of Stewards Foundation is Dr. Stephen Underwood and his wife, Jean. I'm not going to tell you where they're all from. You can ask them that at lunch. Let's see. The secretary of Stewards Foundation is Dr. Tom Harrington, and his wife, Carol. I think many of you know them. And then we ran out of titles. So we have Rob Sullivan, and we have Aji Baby and his wife, Susan, over here. Now, Believer Stewardship Services. Rob has recently been installed as president of Believer Stewardship Services. We just call it BSS. It's easier to say. So Rob Sullivan, next to him is Dave Allison. He's the executive vice president of BSS. And next to him is Drew Tickey. I really appreciate Drew because he is so smart that he could make it hard to talk to him, but he doesn't. He's kind to me when I talk to him, so we appreciate that. And then most of you know the president of ACM, Jesse Gentile, sitting here. Now, connections. Tom Harrington is on the board of BSS, as well as ours. And then Skip Elliott and Greg Drake are on the board of ACM. So that's kind of the interconnections here, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to invite both BSS and ACM to join us this morning. Let me give you the schedule briefly. We're going to take about an hour and 15 minutes to do presentations, the three different organizations. After that, we'll take a 15-minute break, and then we'll come back, and we hope there'll be questions. If there's not, then we'll eat lunch early. But if you have questions, we'll be happy to answer those questions as best we can. So, Stewards Foundation. Well, this is the verse that you'll see on much of our stationery, our brochures and that type of thing. And you'll see, obviously, that it emphasizes stewardship. Many years ago, there was a businessman, and his home assembly decided that they needed a new facility. So they held a business meeting to discuss how they would finance that assembly, that structure. And in the meeting, the decision was made that they would work internally. That is, they would request those who could give, and those who might have funds available they couldn't give, to loan for the purpose of constructing this facility. somebody said, well, why don't we just go to the bank? And the response was, because the bank probably won't loan to us. You see, we're a small group, and there's no denominational superstructure standing behind us in the event of a default. It's what the bank wants. They want to know where the pockets are. And so we don't think we can go to the bank and get a loan. So they decided to do it all internally. Some gave, some loaned money. This businessman decided, based on what he was hearing, that it probably wasn't best for him to invest with loan dollars in this work. So he gave a gift, and then he took the remainder of his funds and he invested in the bank. Well, guess what happened to the bank? It failed. He lost all of his money. And William McCartney learned a big lesson from that. He learned that Christians are faithful with their obligations and meeting their obligations. He also began to connect some dots. He said there is a need and there is a supply. The need is among those assemblies that would like to build or purchase buildings. But instead of the supply coming from the bank, it can come from within the assemblies. And so what he learned was stewards have to be faithful. The stewardship of those that have funds available, they'll be faithful in loaning them. And at the other end, those who've borrowed will be faithful in repaying them. And that's the seed, that's the germ of Stewards Foundation. In 1945, Stewards Foundation was incorporated in Chicago. There were four other businessmen. This is the announcement you see on the left side that was in letters of interest in April of 1945, announcing the incorporation of this nonprofit Stewards Foundation. So William McCartney, Paul Erickson, James Humphrey, Clyde Dennis, and Donald Tyler signed those original articles of incorporation. Sorry if you can't read it, it's a little fuzzy. On the opposite end, in 2015, you now see the board that I've just introduced. But in between, you see some of what's happened over that 70 years of service of Stewards Foundation. You'll see some of the hospitals that were owned. You'll see some of the structures that were constructed. In fact, you may recognize one in the bottom there in Florida. You'll see some of the newer projects on the right-hand side in Alabama, Colorado, New Jersey, and North Carolina. And then the one there, the drawings, that's anticipated at this point. So over this span of 70 years, there's been much that Stewards Foundation has been involved in. Now, this doesn't touch all of it because they've done things all around the world. It's been an organization that's always looking for opportunities to help. But this just gives you an idea of the span of 70 years. What's our purpose? Why do we exist? Well, this is from the original Articles of Incorporation. And you can see that the purpose is to serve. That's why we exist, is to serve. And in particular, we exist to serve New Testament pattern assemblies of the Lord's people. Not only that, but we have to figure out who we serve. How do we determine the people that we offer services to? Well, this is done through what we call membership. Now, I know some kind of recoil at that term. It can have some denominational overtones to it. And as I speak with elders, I think sometimes I sense kind of reluctance when we talk about membership. But frankly, we don't know how to make a connection. We don't know how to connect those dots other than through using the three parts that involve membership. So first of all, it's geographical. The assembly is located in the United States or its territories. Second of all, it's composed of individual Christians gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And thirdly, organized and operated in accordance with biblical principles. That's essentially the two documents that we send out every year and we request elders sign among the member assemblies. Statement of faith and service guidelines. And while I know there may be some reluctance there because it may seem as though we're trying to force our view on people, what we're really trying to do is to find out if we agree. Do we maintain a connection with those who agree with these principles? That's what we really want to know. And if you don't agree, that's okay. You don't have to sign them. And we don't think less of you. We're happy for the Lord's people wherever they can be found and whatever they're doing for Him. But this is our only means, really, to continue that relationship. So what do we do? Well, there's two primary things that we do at this point, have done over many years. First of all, is our loan program. That was the beginning of Stewards Foundation. When William McCartney realized that there was a need for funds and he could find those who would meet that need within the assemblies, he went out and he offered bonds. He said, if you'll loan us your money for 5%, we'll loan it out for 5%. So there was no profit to begin with. But over time, of course, there became a situation where there were expenses, so they had to change those ratios. The bottom line is they brought money in for loans. And over many years, I don't know how much money we've loaned. It has to be $50, $70 million. I really don't know. And thousands of different assemblies. In fact, I'd venture to guess that most everybody in here is associated with an assembly that at some point in time has had a loan or some connection with Stewards Foundation. Well, our loan portfolio in 1996 was over $20 million. In 2006, it was less than $4 million. And in 2009, it had come back some, but the board realized that we really weren't fulfilling our primary purpose, and that was to loan dollars to assist assemblies in building and expanding. So the board redirected the thinking of the foundation away from so many investments into the loan program. And you can see then over the next five fiscal years, we went from a $5 million loan portfolio to a $10 million. Or we actually loaned out $10 million, went to $11.6 million. So we've seen that grow. And that's been encouraging to us. It's also been challenging to us because ultimately you have to have money to loan if you're in that business. But I put this graph in here to show you what's happened over those 5 years. Now, I don't know what you would think if you looked at that graph as far as a trend is concerned, but we went from 3.7 down to 1.7, up to 3, down to 1.7, and then down to less than 200. This year we think we're going to be around 800,000. So we're not certain where this is headed. Maybe we've saturated our market, maybe we haven't. But this is one of the things that's on the board's mind at this point. Where are we going with the loan program? But 70 years of being able to provide for the Lord's people in loans. Then this is the other program that many will be familiar with, the Healthcare Assistance Program. We call it HCAP, just to make it short. I want you to pay attention in particular to the top two numbers. Over a 25-year period of time, we gave away over $22 million to assist commended workers with health care expense. Now, part of that was given during the time when we had insurance, or we were actually paying the expenses of commended workers for their health care. But during that time, we gave away $9.5 million out of our pocket. That wasn't profit. That was just out of our pocket. You can't do that for a long time without it being a problem. Our government operates that way, but I can't, and I don't know if you can. It just doesn't work. In 1994, actually at the end of 1994, the board decided that they couldn't continue that path, and so they changed the program so that it was an annual gift to the commended workers. And the gift was tied to profit, but it continued to drain the principal account. So $14 million over that 10-year period, but 3.7 of it, again, came out of our pocket. Again, where do we go? Well, we're discussing this. The board is discussing this seriously. And as I say these things to you, I hope you'll remember us in prayer. Because we want to do the right thing before the Lord. The board wants to. And these are pretty heavy decisions that have to be made. But these are our two essential programs. The investment program, as I said earlier, goes back to the beginning, sale of bonds. So 5% bonds, 5% loans. And then it changed 5% bonds, 8% loans. Became demand notes, or actually became demand bonds. So over a 49-year period of time, there were bonds offered at fixed rates. In 1994, the decision was made to convert to a demand note system. Those demand notes were essentially tied to an interest rate that was publicly known, like a treasury bill. And so we would pay interest based on that treasury bill, but that interest rate changed. So it was a variable rate demand note program. The bonds were all converted to the demand notes. As we looked at the amount of loan dollars going out back in 2012, and we're looking out on the horizon, we're saying, you know, we probably are going to need to recapitalize. We're going to need to bring capital into Stewards Foundation. So through that process of talking with attorneys and different experts, it was discovered that our current program was not in compliance with SEC regulations. And because of the cost to fix it, the board determined that the appropriate thing was to close the program. So in the fall of 2013, the program was closed, and $2.8 million was returned to those who were current demand note holders. But nonetheless, 68 years of those who were willing to support the Lord's work, right back to the principle that Mr. McCartney had: borrow from the Lord's people in order to help the Lord's people with their work. So that program is now closed. And currently we don't have another opportunity for investment. I have people ask me that frequently. What can we do? Well, we don't have it in this sense, but we do have a planned giving program. It's been in existence for many years, actually. It's just not as well known. The planned giving program offers an opportunity for individuals to support the work through a charitable annuity or charitable remainder trust. And frankly, this is one of the connections we have with BSS, because as Dave Allison said, we'll be happy to be your backroom boys. They understand it, and we're thankful for that. So if you wanted to come to us and set up an annuity of some sort, then we're going to eventually pass it to BSS to handle all the details. But this really is helpful to us as well. If you don't have the funds to just give, if you don't have the funds to invest, we don't have that opportunity, this would be an opportunity for you to support the work. Finally, I have people come to me or talk to me, and they say, you know, you guys are sitting on $50 million. You've got a pot of gold. You're just doling it out a nickel at a time. Well, the reality is we have about a $17.8 million balance sheet. And if you look at what's in our balance sheet, $11.5 million is in loans. And then we have an investment portfolio. Within that portfolio, we've set aside $1 million. That's a reserve fund. We have a primary fund of 4.7. There's also some restricted dollars in. So the bottom line is 5.9 plus 11.5 plus some cash in the bank, 17.8. So if somebody says to you, boy, they've got a lot of money, they got $50 million. Well, this is a lot of money. If somebody handed me that, I'd be rich right away. But it's not quite as much as people think it is sometimes. So it's good for you to know what we have, and it's also good for you to know what we want to do with it. Loans. That money is available for loans. And if it's the Lord's will, if there are more that want to build and to borrow from us, we want to be there. We want to be available for that service. And finally, we began with the idea of stewardship. Well, we want to be careful not to break our arms patting ourselves on the back. Even though there have been many good men and women who've served, who've led, who've worked for Stewards Foundation. Because after all, it's the Lord that has done great things for us. And we're glad. We're glad for that. And so, bottom line, 70 years of service really is because of 70 years of the Lord's goodness to us. And we're truly thankful for that. And we want to continue on as He wills. So, that's Stewards Foundation. Now, Rob Sullivan is going to come up and talk about BSS, and pardon us, we're going to go through a little technical shuffle here.